Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news, a person is dead after a fiery crash on I-95. What we're learning from the scene in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker.
And certainly a cold start for us once again this morning, but we're watching our holiday forecast closely, which could include some rain. We're going to time out our next system coming up.
It's 6 o'clock, that rush hour time here at RDU. Check out the TSA line ahead of the busiest travel weekend of the year. Just ahead, more of what you need to know about parking if you're headed to the airport today.
You can expect to see a lot of cars on the highways as you drive to your holiday destinations. The state DOT making some efforts to try to keep traffic rolling smoothly. Good morning. You are in the right place as we help you get ready for today and this busy holiday weekend. Glad you're with us. I'm Ken Smith.
And I'm Renee Chu. We are tracking the roads and the airports for you on this big day of travel, as well as tracking the all-important weather forecast. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione, here we are, the Friday before Christmas. It's feeling like Christmas.
It is. Yeah, it's hard to believe, guys, that we're talking about that, and it's going to be 2024 before we know it. Certainly feeling festive out there this morning. Good morning to all of you. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. We're certainly looking good as far as our travel forecast is concerned today. We sit at 35 in Raleigh and Durham. Good morning to you. Clinton at 31. 28 is where we sit currently in Goldsboro. It's a good morning, like we saw yesterday, to have the coat, bundle up, and you should be okay as those temperatures warm once the sun comes up. We've been watching dual Doppler 5000 here over the past 10, 15 minutes or so. There may have been a few light sprinkles showing up right around Roxboro, and that could push its way closer to Durham and Creedmoor. This should not cause any big issues, and I think most of us, in fact, all of us, are looking pretty dry. It's just some very light sprinkle activity that we may see out there. We're at 35 degrees, though, a check at the airport. All flights, that's the great news this morning. On time. Love seeing that. Winds are nice and calm. Our travel across our region is looking great today. Maybe a few issues as you get closer to the southwest there, closer to Los Angeles, where there's a storm system right now. That will be the focus of our next one that comes in on Monday night and Tuesday. So let's talk about that here in FutureCast. Not a ton of changes with this one. Thankfully, models have been pretty consistent. We're going to see the rainfall coming in late on Monday. I'll pause this right about, let's say, 5-6 o'clock or so. That's when we watch the rain. It continues Monday night into Tuesday, potentially a few thunderstorms, but at this point, Brian, looking like no severe weather, thankfully.
Indeed. It is now 6:02 as we take a look at traffic around the triangle. Just check with Raleigh 911. No crashes reported anywhere in Wake County. Also quiet right now in Durham and Chapel Hill. We have been watching an earlier crash in Wilson on 95 southbound, right around that 264 alternate exit. As we take a look at those live sensors, that crash has cleared and those lingering delays also have cleared. So coming in from Nash County toward Wilson this morning on 95 southbound, we're not running into any problems.
Brian, thanks. Breaking news this morning on I-95, where a person is dead after a crash. This crash happened at about 3 in the morning near the alternate U.S. 264 exit. Brett Neese was there in the WRO Breaking News Tracker as crews cleared the scene.
This is the scene here behind me as crews work to reopen the left-hand lane just after 5:30 a.m. after this fatal crash. Take a look. This is video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker of the scene. Troopers tell me that white van somehow lost control, swerved off the side of the road, and slammed into a tree. It then burst into flames. Sadly, the driver died here at the scene. You can see all this damage to the van. Parts of it are unrecognizable. Witnesses tell troopers nothing really forced that van off the side of the road. And now they're trying to figure out that part of this investigation. As soon as I get an update, I'll pass it along. In Wilson, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
Well, some of the busiest travel days are here right now, and it's going to be extremely busy on the roads and at airports, including Audio International, where you're looking live. And that's where we find WRAL's Kelsey Coffey. You had quite a bit of foot track a little while ago, but still, a lot of people trying to get out of town, Kelsey.
Ken, a lot of folks are trying to get ready for the holiday season. They're headed out to their destinations. But check it out now at the TSA line. Really hardly any people, which is a shocker because just a few minutes ago, we saw tons and tons of people. And then if you check out the flight board here, all good news. No cancellations or delays so far this morning. And RDU estimates there will be 22% more holiday travelers this year compared to last. They're expecting 54,000 people to come through here on Christmas Eve alone. And before you head out, RDU is recommending that folks check out their parking availability online. So I just checked before we did this live shot, and I saw that Economy Lot 3 is the only lot that's full. Most of the other lots are at least at 50% capacity. So consider that if you're headed out to the airport this morning. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live at RDU.
Well, if you're planning to drive to your destination, AAA says tomorrow will be the busiest day on the roads. Tomorrow, you'll want to hit the road before 10 o'clock in the morning if you want to avoid the bulk of the traffic. Now, the worst times to be on the road are between 11 in the morning and 7 p.m. AAA is forecasting about 115 million people will go about 50 miles or more from home between tomorrow and New Year's Day.
And to help reduce holiday traffic backups, the DOT is suspending most construction work on major highways. Work along most interstates, U.S. highways, and key state routes in North Carolina is being suspended as of this morning. It will start back up again on January 2nd. Exceptions include bridges being replaced, long-term lane construction, and highway work that does not affect travel.
Well, following some breaking news, a motorcycle rider is dead after a crash on U.S. 264 in Nash County. The crash happened in the eastbound lanes near the Bailey exit around 2:30 this morning. The scene cleared about 2 hours later. We're working to learn more about what happened.
A man charged in a Raleigh murder in August is expected to be in court today. Police announced late last night they arrested 20-year-old Justin Stewart. He's charged with murder in a shooting that happened on Shades Place off Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard on the afternoon of August 20th. Investigators say they believe the shooting stemmed from a fight. It happened right across from a park where children play. Stewart's court hearing is set for 1:30 this afternoon.
Happening right now in the WREL Live Center, Durham County Sheriff Clarence Burkhead is responding this morning after Durham City Council decided not to extend a contract with ShotSpotter. In a statement that he sent out, he said the vote to not extend ShotSpotter contract delivers a setback to law enforcement's ability to effectively address gun violence in Durham. I am disappointed that the vocal minority was able to sway City Council to vote 4-2 not to continue using this tool. He went on to say that, don't worry, the Durham County Sheriff's Office will not be deterred by this decision. We will continue policing and protecting the community.
Today, the UN Security Council will vote on a resolution that calls for suspending the war between Israel and Hamas. The council says a pause in military action is needed to bring humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip. The U.S. ambassador says if the resolution is put forward as is, the U.S. will support it.
Well, today, the Durham Rescue Mission will serve a Christmas dinner to thousands of people who need a little extra help this holiday season. Each year, the mission provides a hot ham and turkey meal in celebration of the season. This is video from previous year's preparations. Children who attend will also get new toys. Adults can pick out new clothing and a whole lot more. The meal will be served from 11 this morning until 2 this afternoon.
The Los Angeles Rams are getting closer to punching a ticket to the NFL playoffs. They built a 30-7 lead over the New Orleans Saints last night on Thursday Night Football and held off a late comeback attempt. The Rams get the win 30-22. The win improves LA's chances of getting a wild card spot in the playoffs. And even with the loss, the Saints are still in contention for the NFC South Division title.
It's a big weekend, speaking of football, on WREL and Fox 50. It all starts tomorrow at 4:30 on WREL, right here, when the Pittsburgh Steelers take on the Cincinnati Bengals. Then it's NFL Sunday on Fox 50. At 1 p.m., the Panthers will take on the Green Bay Packers. Then at 4, it's the Dallas Cowboys and the Miami Dolphins. There's also a game on Fox 50 on Christmas Day. The New York Giants will play the Philadelphia Eagles at 4:30 in the afternoon.
Law enforcement wants you to know what to do if you encounter a driver having road rage.
Don't engage them. Stay away from them. Dial 911.
Wake County deputies are asking people to be calm on the roads after dozens of road rage incidents this year.
And a warning from the FDA about Ozempic, the counterfeit drugs making their rounds that are making some people sick.
And thankfully this morning, our travel forecast is all in the green here for our part of the country. A couple areas of red showing up back there in the southwest. We're going to go over the when this may change for us with our next storm system coming up right after this break.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Welcome back. It is just about 6:13 on this Friday morning as we head, of course, into the holiday weekend. Things right now are about what we saw yesterday temperature-wise. They're a couple degrees warmer, but when it's, you know, in the 20s and 30s, it's not really that noticeable. We're at 35 in Raleigh, Durham, 32, the freezing mark right now in South Hill, 31 in Clinton, 28, one of our cold spots in Goldsboro. Look at this change, though, that we are going to see. We should be at 54 for this time of year. We're going to be right around that today, just a little bit warmer. We start to warm up there into Saturday. We're at 63 by the time we get into Christmas Eve. 65, we've bumped that up a degree or two on Christmas Day. 64 by the time we get to Tuesday. The trade-off is going to be our next storm system, though, Brian, which comes in on Tuesday afternoon with some rain.
It is now 6:13 as we take a look at traffic around the Triangle. Still looking fine on our major routes around Wake, Durham, and Orange County. No crashes showing up on the map this morning. Everything seems to be moving along pretty well. I want to take you out to I-40 at Harrison Avenue in Cary, where we have traffic building in both directions. The traffic heading away from us is westbound, and as we take a look at those major approaches to the RDU exits, not picking up any big problems on 40 West from Wade Avenue. 540 westbound out of North Raleigh, looking good from Capitol Boulevard to RDU, and out of Chapel Hill and South Durham, no trouble right now on 40 eastbound.
Brian, thanks. Deputies in Wake County want you to know what to do if you are ever involved in a road rage situation. This comes as they're looking for a person who shot into a car with two people inside on Lewisburg Road on Wednesday night. The sheriff's office says this brings the number of road rage investigations in the county this year up to 29. Major Chris Creech says a moment of anger is not worth a lifetime of regret. He says the only appropriate response to being confronted by someone experiencing road rage is no response at all.
Just disengage from it. Distance yourself from it. Any opportunity you have, if you can exit off safely to get away from it, especially if they're in front of you, let them go on. Don't engage them. Stay away from them. Dial 911.
The punishment for firing shots at a car can be anything from a serious misdemeanor to a murder charge, depending on what happens after the trigger is pulled.
Well, the FDA is warning about counterfeit versions of the drug Ozempic. The agency says it's found thousands of units of fake versions of this drug. Five people have gotten sick, but so far no cases have been serious. Investigators say the best way to avoid fakes is to only get the drug through state-licensed pharmacies and with a valid prescription. Ozempic is used to treat type 2 diabetes, but has become widely popular among people using it for weight loss.
You can't keep best friends apart, at least not forever. This morning on Today, the close bond between an Air Force Staff Sergeant, Mike Alcala, and his partner, an explosive detection dog named John. They worked together at Pearl Harbor Hickam Joint Base for 3 years. But when Alcala was reassigned, John had to stay behind. It was a heartbreaking day, as the Staff Sergeant tells NBC's Morgan Chesky.
Leaving him was rough. Yeah, it was definitely hard.
Harder than you anticipated?
Oh, yeah, much harder. Think about, you know, your dog at home, if you have one, you just imagine just walking out the door and just leaving them to someone else. It's very sad, but, you know they're going to be in good hands.
Alcala promised he would come back for John, and we're happy to say that promise was kept after John was retired from service. This morning at 7 on Today, the special journey and joyous reunion of two best friends, loyal to the end.
Well, there's lots of holiday fun to be had this weekend, including local light shows.
It's time to take a look at WRAL Out and About's weekend picks. In Cary, the annual North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival is happening through January 14th at Cocoa Booth Amphitheater. Check out the stunning displays in one of the region's most amazing holiday traditions. It features 40 larger-than-life LED displays to walk through.
Lake Meyer Christmas Lights in Wendell is a free donation-based lights show set to music. You can walk around the displays and even bring some chairs and sit and watch the displays. It's up through December 31st, and again, admission is free.
And if you're feeling like ice skating, there are two outdoor rinks to check out in the area. The rink at Red Hat Amphitheater and over in Cary, the Fenton ice skating rinks. Both are open. For more of Out and About's best weekend bets, go to WREL.com and search Out and About.
Good news there. It feels like the holidays, at least for now.
Right. Today it does. And then as we get closer to Christmas, wow, we'll get a warm-up. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione in the WRS Severe Weather Center. At least it's staying dry today for all those people who are traveling today.
Yeah, lots of people, I'm sure, headed out. And thankfully, yeah, I can bring you that good forecast that we do not have rainfall expected today. No snow. Unfortunately for the snow lovers, yeah, it's not going to be a white Christmas for us. And actually, a large chunk of the country looks like Denver, maybe Minneapolis, Minnesota. But very few locations actually this year are talking about a white Christmas. Let's head outside though this morning. There's a live look, our Rocky Mount Mills camera. A beautiful shot there. You can see with all the Christmas lights showing up. It is calm this morning. If you're hitting the roads, if you're going in the sky on a plane, you should be okay. We're at 35 currently, Raleigh, Durham, 30 in Southern Pines. Good morning to Fayetteville, 33. We're at the freezing mark in South Hill. Good morning to all of you. Hopefully you are starting to plan here for the relaxing, hopefully, weekend. We have temperatures in the 50s today and tomorrow. Our normal is 54 for this time of year. Check out where we go, though, just in time, kind of ironically, for Christmas. On Christmas Eve, we're at 63, 65 on Christmas Day, 64 by Tuesday. So really warm compared to where we should be for this time of year. And that is going to lead to a pretty mild forecast here for us on Christmas. Let's talk about this next system, though. So we paused Futurecast here this morning. This is kind of where we're starting off right now. Couple areas to talk about. We have this one batch of rainfall showing up right around the St. Louis area. We have some cloud cover in our direction. We're quiet, though, otherwise, and it stays that way for the next couple of days. Our next storm system is right about there. It pushes across the country. We get into Sunday morning. That's where some of the travel problems could be, is across a place like, let's say, Iowa, Missouri, heading towards Chicago by that point. That cold front that's sparking the rainfall continues to approach our direction here into the early part of next week. We pause this, though, by the time we get into Monday afternoon and evening. That's when the rainfall should be starting to push in as we head into later on Christmas Day through the day on Tuesday, and then it should be out of here by Wednesday. If you can steer your travel plans, if you have a little bit of flexibility, Wednesday would be the better day to do that. Tuesday, you may be running into some of that rainfall. It does not look like any severe storms at this point. There could be a rogue thunderstorm or two, but Wednesday definitely looks like the better day as far as a lack of rainfall, a little bit more smooth sailing, if you will, if you're traveling on the roads and probably in the sky as well. We're at 56, though, today, 58 on our Saturday. Lots of sunshine this weekend. It should be beautiful in that regard. 63 there on Christmas Eve, 65 by the time we get to Christmas Day. Still warm as we head into the early part of next week. Brian with temps in the 60s.
All right, Anthony, 620 right now as we check traffic around the Triangle. New information in the past couple of minutes. They have a report of a crash out on 40 eastbound at Carytown Boulevard. I'm not seeing any delays on the sensors. Nothing obviously showing up on the camera there, but on that eastbound side of 40, heading away from Chapel Hill Road back down toward the US 1 440 interchange, look out for some police activity potentially right there around Carytown Boulevard. I'll watch that, let you know how it's developing. Quiet in Wake County, major routes looking fine and pretty light volume in Durham as well. As we take a look at those major approaches into the Bull City, only a 1 minute delay on the northbound side of 85 coming in from Hillsboro.
Thanks, Ryan. A Raleigh nonprofit is getting more national recognition today. The big announcement we're expecting from A Place at the Table on the Kelly Clarkson Show.
And people in Spain are waiting to learn who the winners are in the country's biggest lottery of the year, the annual drawing that will give out more than $2.5 billion in prizes.
Here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. We'll be back with what's trending.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Well, we are getting our first look at the upcoming remake of the movie Roadhouse.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending. Brian.
Yeah, Prime Video gave us just a quick look at the new movie starring Jake Gyllenhaal. These short clips were in the platform's video promoting what's new coming up in 2024. Gyllenhaal celebrated his 43rd birthday this week, and in a post on Instagram, he's wearing a T-shirt with the original star of Roadhouse, Patrick Swayze.
And from those clips, it looks like he's channeling the late, great Patrick Swayze, who, of course, played the lead role in the 1989 version of Roadhouse. He's a ex-UFC fighter this time and taking a job as a bouncer at a Florida Keys Roadhouse, and nothing is as it seems. So,
well, from those clips, yeah, it looks like Jake's also been working out.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed. Beyonce's fans
in Brazil. An observation.
You're on point this morning. Beyonce's fans in Brazil got a big surprise last night. She showed up at a party after a screening of her concert film Renaissance. This would be a pretty big deal if you were there.
Oh, yeah.
She arrived after dropping some hints that she might be there, like this picture of her Renaissance silver horse getting off a jet.
Yeah, all the screaming, the excitement was off the charts. You know, her film came out December 1st, and it was only about 3 or 4 days ago when she announced that her film would be expanded to 15 other countries, including Brazil. And she told her fans, yeah, the Renaissance is not over. It is global.
Excellent. Hey, Brian, thanks. Well, fans of the NBA's Detroit Pistons have had enough after watching the team lose 25 games in a row. Yeah, they chanted, sell the team in the waning moments of last night's loss to the Utah Jazz. The Pistons actually kept it close last night, but ended up losing 119 to 111. They're now just one game shy of tying the all-time record for most consecutive losses in a single game season. And that number is 26, and that record is held right now by the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah, not a record you want to break, but there they are. People in Spain are hoping they will be big winners today in the country's largest lottery. Lines to buy tickets for the Christmas lottery have been long in recent days ahead of today's drawing. The lottery dishes out $2.7 billion in prize money each year. It will be split among thousands of winners. School children in Madrid traditionally call out the winning numbers. This Spanish tradition has been happening every year since 1812. No more long lines at TSA, but check this out. These are the check bag lines for American at RDU. Coming up, what you need to know about parking if you're headed to the airport this morning.
As we take a look at our holiday forecast here into early next week, we're at 63 degrees there on Christmas Eve, 65 by Christmas Day. Watching our next storm system, though, that could bring some rain. We're going to track that here and travel impacts coming up.
And good news for the millions hitting the road for holiday travel. How long the DOT is putting construction projects on hold to help ease traffic backups.